January 8th, 2026, and it's 10:04 a.m. Call to order, we just did that, and comments from the public. There is no public. Update on website and social media, Amelia?
The website. We'll start here. I got it. Come on. We had peaks, right around the holidays, which isn't surprising. Friends from China. So cool. We had more hits on our website from China last month than we did from America.
Singapore, too.
I'm going to bring Andy in here so he can comment on that. I mean, right? We get Pullman, Oregon, because that's where there's a big server or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so moving on. We'll come back to this. That just really bugs me. I'm sorry.
Hmm?
That bugs me. That more.
Well, again, I think that America. We've heard from a couple people that some of it has to do with how
the way the internet is routed or
right,
something. But
exactly.
Okay. So the homepage, lots of hits, lots of people looked at that. Board of Directors meeting, and then, of course, the Deer Creek Scott Road with all of the rain that we had, which also coincides with our big peaks that we had for the month.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the rainy days. So people aren't getting on there to look at the Deer Creek Scott Road.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and we asked.
They need more information on where we got this from.
Okay. Yeah. So trafficcheap.com, what? That's not on our website. So we've got a request in, and we're looking to try and understand.
Traffic.
If you're looking at this page, I don't think she can see it.
Yeah, I'm going
to. I've got it.
So pages, the views by page title,
mm-hmm.
where it says.
Homepage,
Board of Directors, Scott Road, Scott, you know, Deer Creek, Scott Road
right.
Crossing, that makes sense. But then trafficcheap.com.
Traffic, where? Cheap, okay.
So we didn't understand how that was associated with our website. So
yeah.
We've got Streamline looking into that.
Okay.
Brandon, could you ask Andy to come out here, please?
Yes.
Pay the bill? Good, people are paying their bills. Boardman, of course, that's the one that we decided was because of the big Amazon rerouting up there. That's why that one goes. But then again, I got Shanghai Hangzhou and Lanzhou. Oh, Changzhou. That's because of my recent vacation in China when I couldn't get off the internet. Here's our favorite Facebook. I have a lot of big spike here on the 18th. Again, folks looking at the water, the Scott Road, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Our number one was the committee meeting view. Oh, committee meeting views had a lot of people looking at clean out your storm drains and gutters. You're welcome, Corey. And then almost 3,000 people looking at our new emergency alert system, which is called HQE. It's not called Code Red anymore.
Yeah, this is just off the.
Go ahead, let's hear it.
Yeah,
lay it on me.
The drains, the drainage.
Yeah. Okay.
One of the things that I am confused about is that we've got a graded system on the bottom, but we have nothing to stop stuff from going down there on the back.
Oh, in the sewer.
In the drainage.
In the drains.
Yeah, if you look at that. And I remember asking Rod about that when he was still the head of maintenance, which was forever.
Right.
And
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken, he said that the resident was in charge of those, initially was in charge of putting those in. That may be a figment of my imagination, but in any event, I don't know we're probably not going to go run around and change all the drains. But I thought that if you're wanting to keep stuff out of the drain and having the back part open,
let's talk to Corey.
Is there
Can
a
you comment on that?
Good idea.
Because that's how they are in my neighborhood, too.
They're like that everywhere.
The drains like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, that... I'm sorry, I missed the question on it.
Why isn't the back have a somewhat protected...
A grate. On it.
Partially because the leaves and everything will block it up, and then you'll have more flooding. So leaves will block up the DI inlet here, if you will. But if you block this up too, then it'll literally plug up with leaves and
okay.
more flooding.
Okay.
Yeah.
So usually this is small enough where it protects a child or a ball.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see some areas where this area is actually larger and mm-hmm. longer, and then they'll put, there is like a grate, or not really a grate, but usually
a bar.
A piece of bar, rebar, okay. or something going across. So it makes it smaller so balls and kids can't get
mm-hmm.
there.
Good point. Okay. The leaves are not as much of a problem then. Well, we have a truck or a vehicle that goes
Army around. Sweeps it up.
Mm-hmm.
But the leaves are, they'll cover the drain on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why you have that open area, because then what covers on the ground will kind of blow off.
And it doesn't hurt anything in the
in
system.
The larger open area, no.
Okay.
The
and then nobody, and the kids
okay,
can't
so,
get in there.
So I can stop worrying about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's actually a movie where it or something where the clown takes the balloon comes out of the drain.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
My mom dropped her cell phone at
down
the airport in Reno mm-hmm. down one of these drains on the floor, you know, as she's, yeah, it was a whole scene. So, Andy,
did she get it back?
Or maybe it was her keys. Yeah, I think they finally had, but it wasn't, yeah, they went down and got it, but of course it was already ruined because it was wet. And she had to find a new phone when she was in Florida and blah, blah, blah. So here's the question for the day, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have more friends in Singapore? Why is China? Why are there 9,000? Looking at our website.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just give us right off the top of your head, kind of a maybe this could possibly, I mean, because I know that you don't.
You can't
jump inside the internet either and understand these things.
No, it's concerning,
okay.
Of course. But this is foreign bad actors potentially scanning networks, and we're a water district.
Oh,
anything they can find,
right.
we're water infrastructure. So
right.
we're a prime target.
Gotcha.
That's what this is. This is
wow.
Chinese hackers running scripts, because it takes nothing to find a script on the internet from a bad site, you know, from a hacker website, and a bunch, you know, people, they run these scripts, and if they happen to, they can, you know,
right.
turn them loose and
okay.
run them on thousands and thousands of websites, and so they hit a given website.
Like utilities,
thousands.
Electricity,
absolutely.
Water, okay.
Anything infrastructure.
Yeah,
is
right, that they
want to
take out, yeah.
So
can you discuss our cybersecurity?
We
And again, this is, I know, briefly off the top of your head, because you're not prepared to, like, you, right?
Well, the thing,
I get it.
The thing to remember as far as this goes is that everything that they're trying to touch
mm-hmm.
is public-facing information. This is our
okay.
website. They're hitting our website. Our website is hosted remotely.
Mm-hmm.
Our website basically has just
no
our
protection.
Public information and no link back to us. There's
uh-huh,
none.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So let's say they hack it, right? They
mm-hmm.
hack that website and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They're hacking Streamline.
They're hacking Streamline. They're not hacking us. And all the
oh,
information
okay.
that they could possibly get there.
It's things that over the years
right.
we've put on there.
We are locked far away from and
okay.
and not a reason for that website to ever have anything
confidential ever.
Proprietary, anything like a password or
right.
any kind
or,
of
or any of our maps
nope.
or schemes or
nope.
Or,
so we really are protected.
We are
okay.
That's what I wanted you to tell
and,
us.
And it just shows up.
Yes.
Because they do it.
It just shows up because they hit it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they hit it, it's going to show up. And as you and I discovered,
uh-huh.
that's not a good way to block these things inside Google Analytics, to just turn them off, which is ridiculous.
So they can look at us all they want because we're an open book. Our website's an open book.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Cool. That's
It's good to know.
Awesome.
Good to know.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Good deal.
That's awesome. Thank you, Andy.
All right. Let me know again.
I knew that you would know more about that than I do.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Next, we are going to talk about...
The Communication and Technology Committee meeting, this agenda, actually is the same agenda as it was in December, right? And basically, we don't have much to talk about except the pipeline. And I can, Amelia, I'd like us to talk about the pipeline. But as far as the rest of it is concerned, okay. I will make some comments and bundle it up, okay. If that's okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's talk about the pipeline. Where are we? You're still writing.
Well, the pipeline's out for the January issue.
Okay.
The number one front page article was why we're having a water emergency meeting,
okay.
And when it's going to be, and please come to it with your comments.
Perfect.
Right?
That's
advertising
wonderful.
That.
Yeah, wonderful.
And then we had a really big, I think almost a full page article on the new, I want to call it Code Red, but that's not the name, the new emergency system,
okay.
Right? And how that's going to work, it included.
I looked at that, yeah.
Okay. And then we start the pipeline, like, the day after the board meeting.
Right.
We start working on the pipeline for the next month.
Right.
And next month, we won't have time to put the results of that water emergency meeting in. Because the pipeline is really due over to the printer on the 25th of the month.
Right, I know that.
So,
yeah,
and then
the
meeting
that.
Is on the 27th. So I won't have time to.
No. But
it'll be too late.
We'll record the meeting.
We'll record the meeting. It'll be a regular meeting.
Right.
There'll be
so
minutes.
We can just
generated.
Let people know that that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You could even just make a one-line statement in the pipeline that says. For the January 26th special board meeting, please go to.
Yeah.
One
and we'll post that the next morning like we always do.
Okay. One thing, I don't know if we have it anyplace, but somebody asked me, a friend of mine asked me, how do you get on the website to be able to hear the meetings?
You can't. You can't hear the meetings live.
No. Afterwards, to go back and hear the recording.
So you go to the same page where we posted the packet. And the
I know how to do it.
Okay.
But what I'm thinking is if we could just put a quick go here.
Okay.
Directions. So people can actually, it's a little bit of a process. It's not a big deal, but.
It's not a big deal.
But it is a little bit of a process.
And then
you don't know what the process.
We can have little pictures in there. Click here.
Right.
And then, yeah. Yeah, I like that idea.
Okay.
How to...
Good.
Meeting. Okay.
What we were continuing to do is on the front page putting anything that really the community needs to look at.
Yeah. Hopefully that thing that, we're prompting them to look at, think about.
Right. Because that's a big deal right now.
That's the general manager's report, so I include that in the general manager's report. I personally liked it better when front page was just an article about that, and then the general manager's report was on the next page.
Okay.
A previous general manager said, no, that should be my space and my report. So I don't have that ego, and it would be okay with me if this could have been like, fireworks, we're having a meeting, right? Something that would have been more like an ad than an article.
Right.
And then my report would have followed up on that. But then I could have also talked about some other things that are happening in the community.
Right.
And I really like to put my staff, who is out there working so hard and so dedicated, I'd really like to kind of highlight something amazing that they've done for the community.
Well, the pipe break on Piscata. That you know, lots of people are, what happened, you know, how come it took so long, blah, blah, blah.
It took 48 hours. Well, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying. That's what you read. That's what you hear, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always like to say, what are the facts? And so when you, I'm not on social media, but people tell me about it all the time.
Right.
And so I'm thinking that somewhere in there, a summary.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be on the front page, but...
Oh, this is what happened last month.
Right.
This is what people are talking about.
Right, right. And here's what actually happened.
Right, which I did have. So when that break happened, as soon as Corey called and told me it was happening, I put it on the Facebook and the website. Mm-hmm. I contacted Beth and asked her to put it on her website that we had a break. Water was going to be down. We were hoping to have it fixed by the next day.
And that's... perfect.
And then as soon as the next day rolled around and Corey said, oh, we
guess
fixed
what?
The first one, but we have another leak.
Right.
I put on there and said, we fixed the first leak. So.
I'm. That's fine. That's perfect. But all I'm saying is that now it's finished.
And so that's my yay to the crew.
Right.
For their dedication.
And we can put that in the good news.
And staying up all night,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, to get it fixed in the rain.
Right.
And the freezing cold.
Right.
Like,
so
I'm amazed at the dedication of our.
Well, yeah,
crew.
It's always, I mean, not always, but 90% of the time, it's been people like our staff, mm-hmm. and utilities who make this place operate.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think you should do what you had originally anticipated with the pipeline front page, you know. Whatever the big news is.
Yeah, the big news. And not having to hide that under my general manager's report.
Right,
have,
right.
You know, the general manager's report.
Because that will draw people in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If they see something that happened and they want it and they get the answers or they get the information.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. The big stuff.
The big stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's great. And
like
then
the
GM report that you put.
On the next page.
Right.
So. And then I can praise my staff.
Right. Absolutely.
Because if it wasn't for them,
wouldn't be here.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the staff and the people that were fortunate enough to have working for us.
Right. Well, and unfortunately, they haven't always got the recognition that they deserve. So I think the more we can do that, the better.
Yeah,
we are.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. I think I'll have a campaign where I say, you know, thank a utility worker today, thank a security officer today.
Okay, so, and then the good news, what do we want to put in there this month? We want to put in the fact that we got rain, a lot of rain.
We got a lot of rain.
Right, and then we had one incident, yeah. Right, Corey, that the big incident with the pipe breaking, but as far as the flooding and all that sort of stuff, we had control over all that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And
so we're pumping water,
mm-hmm.
right?
As far as I
know,
we're totally pumping water. Okay.
They were checking yesterday. I haven't heard from operators, but I assume they are. As long as the turbidity was low enough, they would be pumping today.
Right.
Yeah, Ryan said yesterday afternoon that they'd started that morning.
And
so.
A paving company is actually paving Pescado today as well, too, so we can...
Oh, nice. Cool. Good news.
The sun is out. Thank God.
Right.
The sun is out.
That's good news.
Yeah.
The good news is by the time I get the next pipeline out, I can say that...
Two audits are going to the auditors?
If I understand what's happening,
mm-hmm.
Because I'm kind of, you know... I mean, she's got it, right?
Right.
One goes next week... And then they have 2 weeks to work on that. And then the next one will go the middle of February, and then they'll work on that. Because
mm-hmm.
the auditor works on it, and then they send notes back and questions, I think,
right,
basically.
Right, and then we have to find the answers mm-hmm. to the
so,
questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I, you know.
Audits are winding down.
The audits are winding down.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to ask Cecilia how she feels about me.
Right, I'm putting that in there. Okay. I think that we could be comfortable with that as far as good news is concerned.
Patrol is fully staffed.
Oh, good idea.
That's
absolutely
really good.
Well,
news.
Patrol is fully staffed to what we can afford. is fully staffed to
budget constraints.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Which is good because now, except for vacations and illness, you know, we should have a patrol officer on duty.
Exactly. Okay.
And that's it from my perspective about the pipeline and the good news. Is everybody okay with that?
I'm awesome with it. Okay.
Advertising ideas for the special board meeting. We've ordered the banners.
Okay, right? And so since we have two special board meetings, we're going to talk now about the special board meeting for
January.
The potential water emergency. We have the banners ordered.
Mm-hmm.
I got his W-9, so we're writing him a check directly.
Okay.
Okay.
As soon as I get the invoice, can I bring it to
you? I have the invoice.
Oh, you have the invoice.
I have the invoice. I have his W-9.
With the tax and everything?
Yeah, with the tax, and so the check is already being written.
Fantastic.
I have an article in the pipeline newspaper. There's an article that'll come out tomorrow, which isn't an article. It's an ad that'll come out tomorrow, which mirrors the banners, an ad that'll come out like whatever the Friday before meeting is. I've published the notice of the special meeting. That'll go out within the 7 days, 10 days that it needs to go.
Mm-hmm,
so that's
mm-hmm.
good for the requirements of the meeting. It'll be at the community church, which I understand is beautiful. Diane and I are going to go over there and talk to the person. It's actually their person who works for them who's going to do the audiovisual, which I love the most of all about all of this because I know that'll all be really smooth. I have to go over and see what the layout is and
chair setups and stuff like that.
Right. Because I think that we're going to be setting up the chairs. We have to think about all that, but we can do that. And then what their recording capabilities are so that I have a really good recording of everything
and
put
microphones.
Back.
Yeah.
Microphones.
We've always had, in all those town hall meetings, we've always had a problem with
It's always been a problem.
Right, yeah.
And I haven't been there, but from what John said, it's state of the art. So, and my favorite part, is that their person who just runs it is going to do it for us.
And the
cost for that was $150.
Right.
So
no cost for the room.
No cost for the room because we're a community organization.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel very comfortable about our advertising efforts.
That's good, yeah. We could do flyers to give to the village, put around the plaza.
Okay. Will you be the boots on the ground and hand them out and go talk to... Didn't you do that for something else for us? I swear. What?
I can't do it for solos. I'm not allowed to do that. But
so I will... that'll be a great opportunity for Diane and I to go and meet some of our constituents.
For the village?
Residency.
Well, we'll go over and then I can introduce you to the lady who's the manager at the village, and we can go into the businesses and introduce ourselves and ask them if they could put the flyer in their
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then do we need to go so far as handing out flyers at the gatehouse?
I never thought of that.
Because it's just visitors that would get the flyers.
Would
we?
Okay, yeah, no. No wonder I didn't think of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Just, just see what we can do.
We can give flyers to the front.
Yeah, on the front
and they
desk.
Can
yeah.
hand them to everybody coming in.
Put up flyers and hand them out. Okay, at the front desk. Okay. So.
They actually. That's okay.
Because it's not the first time that we've done a community meeting like this.
Mm-hmm.
It was very easy to just be like, do this.
Well, yeah.
Right. And I have ads in the River Valley Times, and I think that the ad in the River Valley Times will touch more
yeah.
people than anything else, really.
Yeah, and as far as print material, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that the banners will
yeah.
get the word out, too. I don't know how you could miss them. All right. Okay. That's
so,
it.
Yeah, that's good. That's done.
And the special board meeting for the security, what we need to do is basically contact all the directors.
I need to contact the directors and see if I can get a quorum on that date before I can start publishing and advertising that as a meeting.
Okay.
So busy, busy, busy.
Oh, and the last thing I wanted to say was I did do those year-end reports.
For communications and security.
I presented them the last time we were at meetings.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do, since we have a lot of these things, is I'm going to make a list for Cecilia. And when I'm going to ask her to just keep that list in mind. It shouldn't be a direction that she goes or whatever, but keep that list in mind. We're looking for money. Anywhere you can find it.
That's good. And she's concentrating on the audits, but in a couple weeks she's got to start on the budgets, and we definitely have to have those conversations and know what all the departments, Corey, Travis,
what they need.
Yeah.
Right.
And so work with Brandon on that so that we can just be giving her one big security.
Right. And
wish
communications basically once we have the a special meeting with Brandon, special security meeting. Once we have that, we'll have all kinds of information in terms of how the job description is going to go, et cetera, et cetera. And there's, at that point, I'm thinking is when we would want to do the reach out to the community.
Yeah.
With the magnets and the letter and the 10 to 12 different things to keep in mind when you live in the community. So, as soon as that meeting's over, I'll make sure that we get. Maybe Diane, you could make sure that we get a cost. Cost
at the printers and to make a magnet. Yeah.
Right. Right. And then I can put that on the list for Cecilia. It's not a big thing, but it's
right.
It's not something we do on a regular basis, so.
So we need to have. I think I have a budget in there for community outreach.
Okay. That'd be great.
Not only that, I have my $5,000, so I can't imagine it's going to cost more than $5,000.
No, I can't either, but you never know.
And, advertising in the River Valley Times, what did we pay for 2 quarter-page ads?
I think it was
$600?
$750.
Yeah. So it's really...
I know.
For all of the impact that you get for that, it's a negligible amount of money.
Right, right. Okay.
You know?
Good.
Okay.
I just want the bases covered so that when we try to do something, it isn't like, oh, we don't have the money. And the other part of that will be the camera program, which I have a date. I mentioned that before. I have a date with those five, a total of five people, and we're going to meet on the 29th. And so I'm sure there will be costs in terms of moving forward with the camera program. I don't know when we can absorb those costs or when we could put a program, whatever that may be.
Yeah, and depending on what, some of those costs can go into the developer.
Well, that's the other part, is that we... When she can, as soon as she can, give us a real down and dirty on security impact fees.
Exactly. Which she'll have a better idea.
Yeah, yeah.
I think at this board meeting for you.
Okay.
I'm hoping.
I don't want to pressure her
because she's working so hard in so many different things, and her work is so precise that she's got to be able,
She's so good, yeah.
Yeah, and she's so good.
And that's why I said, I just want to make a list.
Yeah.
And let her know that, if it's possible, these are the things that we want to kind of figure out how to get money for.
And it's not going to be long before she's asking all the you know,
departments
for their list of what we need.
Lists, yeah.
And I'm going to say we need new chairs and anything. No, I'm not. I'm not going to say we need anything.
We just got them cleaned. We need to be happy about that.
I'm happy. I'm very, very happy.
There's one other thing, which we started, you and I, but unfortunately could not finish due to certain legal requirements, the Strategic Planning Committee.
I'm ready. Okay. I'm ready. I'm ready to, yep.
Well, we've got to.
As soon as I get the, you know, direction to move forward, I want to move forward with it. Because we need it.
No kidding.
You know.
You really can't even institute a general manager's job description without recognizing that the board of directors is the one who sets the mission, vision, objectives, etc. So you got to start somewhere, and the Strategic Planning Committee is all about that.
I know.
Yeah. So anyway.
So I'm ready, for those meetings.
Let's get through January.
Okay.
And then we'll bring that back up again at the next Communications Committee meeting.
Okay, we got that. Perfect.
Are we done?
Mm-hmm. So okay. That was six, and that's seven.
It's director and staff comments, and we are adjourned.
At 10:35.